That airport has taken the life of Iran's leading military figure, who is being mourned in Tehran. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
Tweeting from his Florida club, the president writes Qasem Soleimani should have been taken out many years ago, saying he ordered the strike because Soleimani was planning to kill many Americans. His top diplomat echoed that.
There was an imminent attack.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends saying there was no choice.
The risk of doing nothing was enormous.
While Pompeo says he hopes Iran will now de-escalate, American allies and rivals alike worry about the opposite, that it'll spiral into a Mideast crisis. Tehran is vowing revenge, and a French diplomat says we are waking up in a more dangerous world. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The key at this point, how will Iran choose to respond? Here's AP's Mike Rossio.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is calling the killing of a Revolutionary Guard commander by the U.S. a heinous crime. In a tweet, Rouhani said the great nation of Iran will take revenge for the U.S. airstrike that killed General Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds force near Baghdad's airport. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has declared 3 days of public mourning for the general's death. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says Netanyahu is cutting short a visit to Greece and returning home to follow ongoing developments. I'm Mike Gracia.
Israeli reaction to the killing of Qasem Soleimani was predictably upbeat. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Just as Israel has the right of self-defense, the United States has exactly the same right. Qasem Soleimani is responsible for the death of American citizens and many other innocent people. He was planning more such attacks. President Trump deserves all the credit for acting swiftly, forcefully, decisively.
From Washington, this is VOA News. More on our top story. Former Obama administration Assistant Secretary of Defense Derek Chollet says it is hard to overstate the immense